こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。英語のスピードが速いと思う方はポッドキャストの機能で調整できますので試してみてください。1個目、UK に住む26歳の女性トーッド・レイノルズが彼氏の浮気を発見し、彼氏の名前が刻まれた自分のタトゥーを自ら切り取り、その皮膚を彼氏に送りつけました。彼氏の名前がチョッパーなんだけど、チョッパーズビッチと大きく書かれたタトゥーに麻酔スプレーをかけ、メスを使って切り取り、毛抜きで皮膚を剥がしたそうです。彼女はその血まみれの写真をフェイスブックに載せました。その後それを瓶に入れて彼氏に郵送しました。彼女は皮膚はまた再生されるから大したことではないとコメントしています。
26-year-old English woman Tours Reynolds sliced off a tattoo of her ex-boyfriend's name using a scalpel and mailed it to him in a jar, complete with a bow on top. Reynolds then uploaded the graphic photo to Facebook. She commented that the skin will grow back, so it isn't a big deal. Chopper had claimed that he moved to pursue a new job in Alaska, but it turned out he was just at home with a new girl.
そう、アラスカに俺引っ越すから別れようって言って泣きながら飛行機エアポートまでお見送りに行ったのに、実はいなくて他の女と同棲してたのを見つけて、まあ、こういうことになったらしいんだけど、写真見た？
Yeah,
アンセンサーのやつ、
yeah.
あれもうえってなんなかった。タトゥーが腕のなんだろう、普通に肘から下、肘と手の間に結構でかいんだよね。まあ15センチ20センチぐらいの長さで、まあ縦も多分3センチぐらいある。それを全部そのまま近くく切り取って、その中身の写真もあるんだけど、もう肉丸出しだよね。初めて見た、
肉、
うん、肉丸出し、えってなっちゃったもん、びっくりして。 It's like この子すごくない？I will pass out.
She's definitely a little bit crazy.
Yeah. まあ、Chopper's bitch っていうね、タトゥーを入れた時点で、まあちょっとクレイジーだけど。
The tattoo was Chopper's bitch. So it wasn't just the name. It was like a label.
Yeah.
Right?
Really degrading. She said that, なんかそのバーで飲んでる時とかに、彼氏の友達がそのタトゥーを見て、they were apparently all amazed.But, yeah, don't do it.
She sprayed it with some sort of, anesthesia.
Yeah.
Anesthetic.
でもそういう問題じゃないよね。痛くなくても、これ自分で絶対できない。ちっちゃくても無理だし、こんなでかいのを取るの、いや、無理じゃない？
I'd be afraid of...Actually, no, dying.
Oh.
Because don't you... Well, I don't... I have a lot of veins.
Yeah.
That are like kind of easy to see on my forearm. Yeah. I feel like if I cut my forearm, I'd just die. No? How come...
まあでもすごい薄く切ってんじゃないだから。
No, but the veins like right there on the surface.
だから血まみれだもんね、写真も。すごい根性だよね、びっくりした。 I could never do this ever ever ever。 しかも彼氏を傷つけるためっていうよりも自分の方が傷ついてるからね、結局。 Why would you do this?
Yeah, I don't think he cares.
Right?
まあ
それ送られてきた瞬間はゲッって思うかもしれないけど、まあでも自分の皮膚じゃないしどうでもいいよね。
No, it's gonna have the opposite effect. He's chilling on his coucheating Cheetos with his new girl,
yeah.
And this package shows up, and he's like, oh, what's this? He opens it, and it's the tattoo.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, I'm glad I got away from that girl.
そうだね、確かに。別れてよかったなっちゃう。
He probably, you know,
yeah.
Just went right back to the Cheetos.
まあ、彼氏とか彼女の名前はタトゥーしない方がいいよね、in general. Unless...You've been married for like decades and you're like 90. Then maybe you can do it. でもそれ以外はちょっと後悔することの方が多そう。
What kind of tattoos do you think are okay? Or good?
I don't know、well, if なんかその自分にとってすごい意味があることでしかも一時的なものじゃないって自分でその時思える場合でさらに人の名前じゃなければいいんじゃない
まあね、
yeah.
But you can regret a lot of things, not just people's names.
まあね、まあね、
I think the odds of maybe this isn't a good example、
うん、
but your odds of staying together with that person forever、
yeah.
are probably higherthan the odds of you not regretting some stupid tattoo of like a duck or letters on your knuckles or something.
I guess so.
I don't know why I said
まあ
duck.
人によるからね、なんとも言えないけど、まあでもこんな風に皮膚を剥がさなきゃいけなくなるぐらいだったら入れたくないよね。
You have tattoos?
Yeah, I have two. そう、一回も言ってないけど。2つあるけど、だいたい人に見られ気づかれないとこだし、
super low key。
いや、一個は手首で、一個は足のなんていうのここ、foot、like かかとじゃないけどなんていうんだろうね、
foot。
いやいや、my foot。But どっちも結構ちっちゃくて、手首の方は白いインクだから、人に気づかれたこと多分1、2回ぐらいしかない。あれ？それタトゥーみたいな。
You never get asked if you have tattoos, right?
I do.
You do?
Yeah, なんかそういう話になった時 people ask.
I mean, if you try to like enter onsen or if you try to go to a park or gym.
全然バレないというか何もならない。
They always ask me. They always think、yeah? I have tattoos, but it's like, no,、oh. I don't have any tattoos.
そっか。私何も言われたことない。てか、あんまり目立たないからかな。あとその最近別にタトゥー OK のとこ多いじゃん。あと温泉とかもいつも自分の部屋についてるとことかだったらもちろん何も言われないし、 I've never been in any trouble or any I've never experienced any inconvenience because of this、
mm.
So I've never regretted any I mean either of them。 あとまあ自分的に relevant な内容であれば、
I think it's easier for you to go underfly under the radar a little bit because you don't look like you'd have a tattoo. But if I had like a tramp stamp or something,
like
they ask me, you know.、Oh. So,
now that tramp stamp ってさ日本で言わないよね。英語だけだよね。
Yeah, it's probably rude in English too, actually. Isn't it?
It is rude. It is super rude for people who have it there. But,
well,
日本的にそのコンセプトがないだけで。
Is it a tramp stamp just by being there? I disagree. I think it has to be trampy.
Well, they call it tramp stamp. Whatever it is, if it's on there, your lower back, then it's like automatically a tramp stamp.
What if it said like peace, love, and unity? Would it be a tramp?
でもフォントが絶対trampyだもん。
No, it's
you
just
know,
in,
you know
it's
what
in
I
like
mean?
It's in like Times New Roman.
いや絶対でもわかるでしょ。あのタトゥーのtrampyのフォントあるじゃん。It's like
oh, that,
wow.
What, like cursive or
いやなんか
what?
cursive、
Wing-gings?
っていうかなんかあるじゃん。タトゥー独特の it's like ah このLike、
I don't.
Cheap-ish.
I'm not really that familiar with tattoos, actually.
Okay, I don't know what font it is, like my tattoos, but 一個はフリーハンドだったの。ハワイの人がやってくれて、すごい綺麗なフォント。もう一つは日本でやったらフリーハンドでやってくれると思ったらフォント印刷してた。And I just picked whatever. But そうね。二個目入れた時マイケル一緒にいたもんね。
Yeah.
It hurt. 痛かった。でも痛くない風に装った。頑張って。But yeah, 今のところ不便なことはない。But I'll never tattoo my boyfriend's name on
never
anywhere. No.
What if he has a really cool name?
Like what?
Kuma-chan. I don't know.
That's my cat. No.
Would you get that?
No.
No.
次。飛行機を操縦中のパイロットにレーザー光を当てるいたずらが増加しています。 レーザー光を当てられたパイロットは一時的に目が見えなくなり大変危険ですが、アメリカでは1日平均で11回も起きているそうです。2005年には283件でしたが、去年は3960回も報告されています。パイロットが目の瞳孔に直接レーザーを浴びてしまい病院送りになるケースもありました。レーザーは安価で簡単に手に入るため、たくさんの人が軽い気持ちで行っているケースが多く、逮捕されたほとんどは10代から30代の男性だそうです。有罪なれば5年の懲役と2500万円の罰金が科せられます。
Laser pointer attacks on commercial airline pilots continue to increase. Nearly 4,000 pilots were either annoyed or injured by laser incidents last year, and the attacks continue at an average rate of 11 attacks per day.This is a significant jump up from just 283 laser incidents in 2005. In some cases, pilots had to go to the hospital. The increase can be explained by the greater affordability of laser pointers. Most of the people that have been arrested for these acts are males between 10 and 30 years old. The penalty is 5 years in prison and 2,500 mayan, or $250,000.
いや、これ楽しいのやってて、リアクションも別に見えるわけじゃないしさ。
I think the penalty is a bit extreme, isn't it?
いや、危ないじゃん、だって。
Holy shit, 5 years in prison or $250,000 because some pilot saw a laser?
でもだって、
well, I guess because you pointed a laser pointer at a plane?
Yeah, if you do that and if the pilot gets...blind temporarily, and if he crashes, then you could kill hundreds
of people.
He's
not gonna crash.
How would you know, though?
But it, I mean, they're arresting people that are 10 years old. Are you kidding me?
Oh, really? まあそれは親のせいっていうのもあると思うけど、but I なんかねパイロットの友達が何人かいるんだけど、すごいよくあるんだってこれ言ってた昔。そういえば。
I actually have an experience with this.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I was driving. I was on the Tome.
Oh.
And this truck, this huge truck, I guess I kind of, there's like two different, I was in a rest area.
Yeah.
There's like two different lanes that go to the exit on back onto the highway.
Right.
And there was this truck and I didn't cut him off, but mm. I kind of went first. ちょっと無理やり。And as soon as, so this truck's behind me, and as soon as we got on the highway,
yeah,
this truck driver busts out this super bright green laser pointer,
eh?
And he's shining it in my rear view mirror.
What?
Yeah. So I'm driving, and I'm like getting like lasered in the face.
Whoa.
And I'm like, and I was like, well, this guy is like a child.
Yeah.
So I pulled away from him. And wow. aimed my rear view mirror back. But
wow.
he kept doing it like zutto. He was so
wow.
far away. He kept it up for at least, it was at least like 5 or 10 minutes.
Wow.
Because we're driving like, it was just like me in this truck.
Yeah.
And the truck's like getting further and further behind me.
Yeah.
He's going slower than me. And he's like so small. And he's...Still doing the laser thing. Scummel, the road is straight. So where can I go? I can't go
yeah,
anywhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was just thinking like, damn it, I wish I had my laser pointer.
Wow.
I'd just be lasering this guy right back.
Some people are just so immature and stupid. It's unbelievable.
Well, he's a truck driver. He has nothing. He's not, he probably doesn't have anything. He's probably bored. He's driving a truck.
Yeah.
So,
but,
you start bringing things with you on the truck.
Laser pointers, porn magazine. そんなの持ち歩くの? I don't know. I just don't get it. なんかもっと楽しいことあるでしょ。いたずらにしてもさ。
Where's my $250,000? My 2500
万。車はそんなじゃないんじゃないの?
What? I totally could have crashed into a...
まあね。Yeah, it's dangerous.
Into a car and,、
yeah.
and cause a huge... I could have crashed into some fuel truck、
yeah.
and it could have exploded and the entire Tome could have collapsed.
Yeah, yeah.
Killing、まあ、like a billion people.
まあでも本当に何があるか分かんないからね。このレーザー光当ててる人は多分、まあ、軽い気持ちでやってると思うけど、飛行機墜落するとかありえないとか、そのマイケルの時みたいに まあクラッシュはしないだろうと思ってやってると思うけど、何があるか分かんないからね。 I mean 軽い気持ちでやってすごい大惨事になったらもう取り返しつかないじゃん。 So
well, I'm not mad about the truck guy. I just pointed my mirror away and just kind of dealt with it. And I
yeah, but it's just even too stupid.
Well, if you're a pilot,
it's not even okay. It's like who's winning? It's like it's not that fun, and you could get fined or you could go to jail. So it's like, 何これ誰が得してんの? Right?
I don't know. I don't think we need fun? I don't think we need laws and stuff like this. I think if you
well not if you it's mess not around just like for that, the you, it's not just for the laser attacker, right? The law just is there because you know you're not supposed to be messing with the pilot when they're controlling an aircraft, right? We need that kind of law.
Yeah,
I feel like.
But kids with laser pointers are going to point them at stuff. So I think it'd make more sense to just laser-proof these airplanes.
I guess.
If we can make planes that are stealth, we can't make a plane that someone can't, that some 10-year-old can't fuck up with a laser pointer?
Well, I mean, but it's really stupid to change the windows of an airplane just because some idiots put lasers on their faces. It's like,
no, it's not.
じゃあ、なんかその、このアウェーネスを上げて、don't do it っていう方が早いじゃん。
Do you remember the Geneva Convention?
Yeah.
And they would always be like, oh, you can't point laser pointers in people's eyes because it's against the Geneva Convention.
Right. What?
Isn't, you don't remember people saying that? When I was a kid, people said that all the time. We were always talking about the Geneva Convention, but I haven't heard about it in so long.
Like people talk about laser attack.
Like what's not allowed. And laser attacks is like one of them.
Oh.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, but 私もちっちゃい時言われたよ。このなんかおもちゃでそれを目に当てると誰かが失明したりするかもしれないから絶対顔には当てちゃダメとかさ、ちっちゃい時言われるじゃん。
But the Geneva Convention is like war laws.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Like you can shoot someone in the head, but you can't shine a laser pointer in their eyes. Is
yeah,
that real?
That's weird. That's really weird. But, でもちっちゃい時言われるよね。そう言われてみれば。目はダメよって。
Yeah, but one thing to keep in mind is that the laser pointers of today are on a completely different level.
Right.
From those laser pointers that we had as kids.
Mm.
They're so much more powerful now.
Yeah, so don't do it.
All these laser pointer nerds on YouTube are like, lighting stuff on fire and stuff like that. Just with a laser. They just point it at something and it catches on fire.
Just don't be an idiot. Just don't use it on other people. Right?
I still think they should laser proof the planes.
See?
These kids are like, they're like 10, 15 years old. They don't care if you say like, don't point laser.
Well, then they shouldn't have access to those things.
Well, we can't round up every parent. Just as a practical solution, just give these pilots sunglasses or something. I don't know. Whatever. Deal with it up there.
素人が投稿するポルノ動画を公開しているアメリカのサイト Homegrown Video が投稿者のデータを分析し発表しました。2013年の7月から12月の半年間のデータを分析した結果、3分の1が国内でもキリスト教色の強い地域から投稿されていました。一番多いのはカリフォルニアで、ペンシルベニア、フロリダ、テキサスからも投稿が多くありました。また 56.9% が女性による投稿でした。Pornhub という別の動画サイトが行った調査でも、教会に通っている人が多い地域ほど閲覧時間が長いという結果が出ています。
Amateur porn website Homegrown Video has released data about who is uploading their porn videos after cataloging all data on uploads over the last 6 months. Nearly one third of all videos uploaded during that period were by people living in the Bible Belt. Furthermore, 56.9% of the uploaders were women. The findings are consistent with those of Pornhub, who found that cities with higher church-going rates actually spent more time watching porn.
So, この、まあ宗教に関する結果も面白いんだけど、一番私がへーって思ったのは、 最近このリベンジポーンがすごい増えてるじゃん。で規制とかもかかってるし、だからこういう素人投稿型ポルノを投稿する場合は、そのセックスしてる2人がメッセージを何動画で残したものを一緒に投稿しないと載せてくれないんだって。So like a man and woman would be saying like, あ、これからセックステープ作りますみたいな、あの2人ともコンセントしてますみたいな感じのメッセージをつけてからセックスのが始まるみたいな、じゃないとサイトに載せてくれないんだって、まあ、それはいいことだけど面白いよね。そこまでして自分の投稿したいっていう何供給がそんなにあるんだっていう。
So these this 56.9% being women、
うん、
it actually in 100% of the cases the woman consented.
そうそうそうそう。
So it doesn't really matter who uploaded it, right?
でも、if the girl is okay, even if she said yes, if she's reluctant, then she won't be the one who's uploading it, right? And you have to know the website.
I think the woman is the one that is going to get video control.
Ah.
Because
they
make this tape.
Yeah.
And they're amateurs, so they're not getting paid for it, and they haven't decided if they want to upload it.
Right.
Well, seems like that control would go to the woman.
確かに。その方がまあ安心だもんね、女の子は。
It's like, oh yeah, we just filmed our amateur porn video. Don't worry about it.
いや、それ嫌だね。確かに。絶対嫌だ。嫌だ嫌だ。確かに。自分がコントロールしたいわ。Mm-hmm. まあ、それもあるかもね。いや、なんか、じゃあ彼女の方が動画セーブしといて、みたいな。
Right?
じゃあ私が適当にアップロードしとくわね、みたいな。Yeah, to make the girl feel safer.
Probably they don't in a lot of the cases.
Maybe.
But I'm sure most of the time she ends up with the control of the video.
でもどういう心理なんだろうね。そのだから例えばその教会に通ってる人が多いほどポーンの閲覧時間が長いっていうのは、まあなんかその例えばプリマリタルセックスできない人とかが、まあ、ポーン見て気を紛らすとかあるからかもしれないけど、自分の投稿するってなるとさ、どういう心理なんだろうね。 Like you're religious and you want people to watch you have sex.
Well, living in the Bible Belt doesn't mean that you're religious.
I guess.
I think that idea of the Bible Belt is kind of old. And what seems to be happening is the younger generation has kind of rejected those ideas because they've been enforced so... they're just rebelling, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't that make sense?
このデータね、あの、残念なのが、あの、年代が書いてなかったから、どれぐらいの年代の投稿が一番多いか分かんないんだよね。あとこのサイトに行ってみればよかったんだけど、行ってみてないから。若い子が多いのか、おじさんおばさんが多いのかとか、あんまり分かんないんだけど。でも自分の
iPad。
Yeah, I will. Homegrown video でしょ。わかりやすいサイト名だよね。Homegrown video。でも。
Sounds Bible belty.
Yeah, but 自分の人に見せた、しかもだって、お金ももらってないのにそれを人にただで公開するっていう心理がちょっと分からない。恥ずかしくない？
They could totally just come to Tokyo and hang out, I don't know, Kabukicho and get paid for the same thing. That's not true. It's not the same thing.
What?
Are these people usually in relationships with these? Their partners?
Yeah. 普通に house and housewife and husband, boyfriend, girlfriend とか。だって they don't get money. 普通に素人投稿型サイトみたいな。So, they're like voluntarily showing it to other people.
Well, I know they're amateurs, but does that necessarily mean... I want to know how many of these people are actually in a relationship with each other.
まあどうだろうね。まあ他人の場合もある、他人というか、なんか Do you wanna have sex with me? Because I'm making this sex tape みたいなのもあるかもしれないし、まあ彼氏彼女とかもあるだろうし。
For free? With a stranger?
なんかその見られて興奮するタイプの人いるじゃん。だから
What is that called? Oh, like, exhibitionism?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 日本もあるじゃん、あの、な、何？ハプニングバーみたいな。
何それ？
あの、なんかバーなんだけど、みんながそこでセックスしていいみたいな。
What?
Like, people just go there and have sex with random people.
Is this like a specific bar?
Yeah, yeah, of course. It's called Happening Bar. なんか、で、あの、天井が鏡になってんだって。だから、
hmm.
You can just look up if you feel awkward staring at people having sex directly. とか。あとなんかマジックミラーだったりとか。
So you go there and you get like a really good seat and you end up just staring at the ceiling because you don't want it directly.
そう、私友達で何人かHappening Barに自分は参加しないけど面白いから行ったりその観光客を連れてたりしてる人がいるのね何人か
Have you been?
No, no, no I'd love to go でも行ったことなくてまだ連れてってって言ってんだけどでなんか場所によってはその私はあの相手を探してますとか私は相手探してないから話しかけないでくださいみたいな色が違うあのリストバンドみたいなのを入り口でつけるんだって
Jesus
であのだから中で出会ってあじゃあやりますかみたいなやりませんやりますみたいなでそこでもセックスできるみたいなだって
Where is this?
I don't know My friend told me that there's one in Shibuya And there's another one でもね I don't know if it's legal
Yeah, it seems
I doubt it's、
dubious.
legal Yeah And my friend told me that he goes to thisfamous one where Lady Gaga even went like just to observe just as a sightseeing thing but yeah ちょっと行ってみたいよね面白そうじゃない
She's not participating?
No、mm. なんか行って見る見てみるだけみたいなでそのバーテンのお兄さんとかもポロッと出してくんだって急に見せてくんだってなんか
huh.
I don't know it's just really weird
Yeah, you and yourYou and all of your happening bar friends. 次 A mobile application called Power Sleep enables your smartphone to function as a sophisticated network, as part of a sophisticated network of research computers working to solve problems like cancer. The app uses your phone to process data from the SIMAP or similarity matrix of proteins. This analysis of proteins is essential to medical advances in fields like genetics,Molecular biology and cancer.
がんの治療法などを発見する研究を助けるパワースリープと呼ばれるスマホ用アプリが発表されました。このアプリを入れると、タンパク質の研究を進めている SIMAP というシステムのデータ解析にスマホの余剰能力が使用されます。こうしたタンパク質の研究は、遺伝子、分子生物学、がんの治療法の発見などに役立ちます。
What do you think?
It's cool. I mean, これただ?
Yeah. When you set your alarm, then it begins doing this.
寝てる間にってこと?
Yeah, so whenever you're not using your phone, and it's connected to power, and it's connected to Wi-Fi, so you don't have any data charges or anything, it makes your phone part of this network of computers that are working on theseProtein
なんか昔パソコンでね同じような取り組みあったけどスマホもね別に寝てる間使ってないからどうぞって感じじゃない
Yeah, I think there should be more applications like this、
ね、
Because
もったいないもんね
Yeah, and for computers too Imagine if they had this for computers where you could just run it like really easy This isn't on a computer, is itThis one.
This is probably for... No, didn't it say it's for Android?
Yeah, I think this one's only on Android.
まあでも似たようなのね。他のでもできそうじゃない? iOS とかでもやろうと思えば can they?
Yeah, there's no reason why they couldn't do that.
Right?
SETI used to do this.
Who?
SETI.
Okay, what's that?
SETI, which is search for extraterrestrial intelligence.
Oh, それ面白いね。
You don't know about that, SETI?
Pretty
well known. But SETI had something called SETI at home, where you could run this software on your computer, and then when you're not using your computer, SETI would use your computer to help analyze all the information they collect from space.
Right.
So your computer is helping to find aliens.
なんかエイリアンのは初めて聞いたけど、他のなんか研究っていうか数学的データの解析みたいのでパソコンの余剰能力使うみたいのは結構昔聞いたことある。
One thing that's also happening recently is through computers they're taking advantage of human power.
Okay.
So on a lot of websites you have to fill out a CAPTCHA, right? The CAPTCHA or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So that those CAPTCHA things make you identify a picture of a word, right?
Yeah.
And that, I forget what it is exactly, but that helps them with this project where they want something that can scan all the books like super accurately.
そっか。あれめっちゃ読みにくいよね、たまに。
Yeah, the computer can't read it. That's the point.
でも、だって私も読めない時あるもん。
But if they have millions and millions and millions of people read the same CAPTCHA over and over again, then it's like, okay.
This is P, this is A とかね。
80 something, because you only have to actually get one of the CAPTCHAs. There's always two, right?
Yeah.
So they have the answer for one CAPTCHA.
Yeah.
They don't have the answer for the other one.
Right.
So if you get the answer right for the one that they have the answer for, then it lets you through.
Right.
Right? To pay or log in or whatever you're trying to do. But that one extra CAPTCHA that you're filling out is just giving them data so that they can try to identify that word.
Hey.
And they don't trust you because you're a dummy. But if there's millions of you.
Right, right.
And everyone's saying the same thing,
yeah.
And they're like, okay, now we know what the answer is.
Oh.
So that's one way that they've kind of gotten people to contribute brain power over these networks,
hey.
Or using these networks to solve a problem. But this is the processing power version of that. Bitcoin actually operates kind of a similar way.
Okay.
If you wanna mine bitcoins, then you have to use your computer to help solve these problems. The thing is, I'm not that sure how it works exactly, but I think those problems are actually created. The Bitcoin problems.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
No.
Okay, so that's not a problem. That's not cancer. That's not protein analysis.
Ah, そういうこと?
It's pointless.
Ah.
It's a problem for the sake of there being a problem.
Why would they make it pointless? It's so もったいなくない?みんながやってんだったら。Why don't they make it more meaningful? Like something medical.
Well, I think there's some purpose to it because you're helping to deal with all the transactions and all this other stuff.
Okay.
I don't know how they turn all of that stuff into a problem. I don't know if that's all been converted into a useful problem or not.
まあでもこのコンセプトは面白いよね。その大量の人が共通で持ってるわけじゃん。その Wi-Fi だったりパソコンだったり携帯だったり。それを使って、だ特にそのキャプチャーのやつとか面白いよね。実際にみんなが参加してるわけじゃん。知らない間に。
Yeah, people don't even know that they're doing that.
Yeah, sometimes it's really hard to read it though. It's like, how can I ever... 何これ?みたいな。超あるよね。
I wish we could do this for the transcripts almost. You probably need even more listeners to pull that off. But if every single person submitted something and you had an algorithm that could kind of combine all of these transcripts... That's way more work though. That's the thing.It seems like a really efficient way to do something, and it is in the sense that we're using resources that would otherwise not be used. But sometimes for those CAPTCHAs, I can just look at it and I know what the answer is.
Yeah.
But you guys are wasting your time asking like asking like a million people the same question.
So, ne?
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. It's the difference between having like a highly skilled expert or just having not trusting anyone.
Yeah.
And then, but trusting the group answer.
Right, right.
That's what they do with not Skittles. M&M's. Well, it doesn't matter which which it is, but they have the M&M jar test. Do you know about this?
数当てるやつ?
Yeah, like marbles or whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They put a bunch of M&M's in a jar. Almost everyone gets the answer completely wrong.
Right.
Nobody knows the answer.
Right.
How can you guess how many M&M's are in that jar?
Mm.
But if you have like 100 people guess how many M&M's are in that jar, and then you take all of their answers, add them up, and divide it by 100.
Mm.
It's almost exact, like every time.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. So, I mean...
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, it's really weird. It is really weird. But, I mean...
It's hard to explain, right?
Yeah. Like, it is hard to explain, but it makes sense.
Why does it make sense?
Why?
Yeah.
Because, like, we all have experiences, like, we always guess something, right? Like, there are a lot of moments where we have to guess, you know, how many people, you know, there are at an event or how many cars there are in the parking lot or something, whatever. We all, you know, have that kind of experience, so...
But we're all wrong. Completely wrong. Not even close. It's only the average guess that's close.
That makes sense, no? Because like when there are like half full jar of M&Ms, no one would say one or zero, or no one would say like
people
millions.
People basically do though. No, when I say no one's close, they're really not close. If there's like 10,000 M&Ms, there are people that are saying like 800. Answers like that. And that's not close. The reason why it works is because there's someone else who's just as dumb as that guy is who guessed the opposite direction.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That got offset
side. I mean, it's not going to be a perfect distribution on both sides.
Right, right.
But that's kind of the effect that's going on.
だから super dummies はどっちにしろどっちに転んでもオフセットされるからその本当の答えからはどっちにしろなんだろうキックアウトされてるってことでしょ、That's kind of interesting. It's like if you're super dummy then your opinion doesn't even count because there's always another super dummy who'd be saying the opposite thing.
Well, if you're a genius your opinion doesn't count either. You could guess the number of M&Ms exactly.
Yeah.
But your answer isn't weighted any greater than that dummy's answer is. The thing is, like, we can get the right answer by collecting that information from everybody.
Yeah.
And just analyzing it.
Yeah. まあ、バカと天才は紙一重って言うもんね。だから。
Yeah. I think.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I think politics should work the same way.
Yeah.まあこういうアプリ増えるといいよね。面白いよね。
Yep. Next. The Ministry of Land, Infrastructure, Transport, and Tourism has decided to raise taxi fares, increasing regulation in the industry. MLIT hopes that the increased fares will reduce the number of taxis on the road and improve overall conditions for drivers in the industry.With the introduction of this regulation, we are likely to see a decisive end to cheaper taxis.
国土交通省が先月下旬から地域ごとにタクシー料金の運賃幅を設定し、初乗り料金が割安だったタクシーも値上げを迫られています。こうした運賃規制に加え、新規参入に対する規制も強化。タクシー運転手の労働環境や運送時の安全面を改善する目的です。Yeah. So, 多分去年のどっかしらでそのタクシー自体の台数を減らすみたいな法案もあったから、だから新規参入もなかなかできないし、 今まで既存のところも台数を減らし、さらに値上げっていう。
Yep.
まあいっぱいいるもんね、東京はタクシー。What do you think about this?
I don't like the idea of setting any sort of wage controls, or I don't think it works. Because, yeah, you're going to improve conditions for taxi drivers, but a lot of taxi drivers are also going to lose jobs.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know, who are you helping and who are you hurting? Worst of all, this does not serve us. This is public transportation, right?
Yeah.
Well, isn't the goal of most public transportation to be affordable and be convenient? Less taxis costing more money doesn't sound like a good thing for the people in this country.
So, their argument is that is the safety.
What safety?
It's like, タクシーの数が増えすぎて、どんどんローコスト化していくと、そのセーフティーのトレーニングとかちゃんと積んでない人とかもタクシー運転手になったりとか、そういうことが増えていって危険ですとか、例えばその何あまりにも増えすぎると、あの当たり前なんだけど、そのタクシー1台ごとの利益率が下がっていくわけじゃん、どんどんあのお客さん取られてるから。他にそうすると1人が働く労働時間が増えたりとか、残業しなきゃいけなくなったりして、あのまあ、その労働環境が悪くなった結果、安全にも支障が出るみたいな。 So that was their argument.
Yeah, I think it's ridiculous.
So I mean, I think to some extent it makes sense, because そのタクシー運転手の人とよく話してたの、前に乗るたんびに、なんかそのタクシー業界に興味あって。
But it's not, this isn't about taxi drivers.This is about the people who ride taxis. That's why taxis exist. We didn't invent taxis so that taxi drivers could drive taxis. That is
yeah.
It's so that people can ride them around.
I feel like there are already way too many taxis in Tokyo. Like, I see them just idling everywhere. You know, and...
But
and
that's a problem that can be...
You know, like Uber だっけ? Uber,、yeah. あの日本にこの間多分来て今頑張ってるけど、そういうアプリとかができれば、そういうアイドルしてるタクシーとかもあんまりいらなくなるじゃん。 If everybody uses the app, then I mean I see that a lot in Europe. I mean そういうアプリ使ってみんな、だからアイドルしてるタクシーとかもあんまりいないし、そうなるとお客さんも楽だし、タクシードライバーも楽じゃない。 On the other hand, you're right. Like a lot of taxi drivers might lose their job
Well, I'm not worried about that. I just don't think
that it should be expensive.
I just don't think it's a good idea.
まあ、日本タクシー初乗り高いからね、もともとが。
It's already crazy expensive.
Yeah, 乗った瞬間に710円。
More than these tax. I mean, if they need to improve, if the training's not good enough and it's dangerous, improve the training or reduce the number of taxis that you have. You don't need to raise prices to do that.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I mean, the problem, they had to do this because they're saying that they had to do this because その規制を小泉さんの時に緩くしたから、どんどん新規参入したり、どんどん台数が増えていって、でその競争が激しくなった結果、どんどん安くなって、で安くなるのに台数は多いから、1台あたりの利益が少なくなって、 you know
It's nonsense. If there's too many,
it's like a really vicious cycle.
If there's too many taxis, then if there are too many taxis, then people won't ride those extra taxis and they'll go away. There's clearly a demand for it, right? I mean, I don't like taxis.I almost never ride taxis.
Yeah.
They cause enormous congestion problems on the roads here.
Yeah.
They just sit around idling,
yeah.
and polluting. And most of the time, they're just cruising around empty.
Yeah.
But controlling the wages doesn't really seem the way, controlling the fares doesn't seem like the way to address the problem.
まあ乗る側にしたらね、困るよね。そのワンコインタクシーとかもだからなくなっちゃう可能性があるって言ってたし。
How much should a taxi cost? 1000 yen to go like down the block?
だいたいだって初乗りが他の国に行くと、なんかスペインとかだと確か初乗り300円とかそれぐらいだったし。
I mean the living cost in this country has gotten insane. Everyone is living with their parents now. It's so expensive to live anywhere. The yen's not worth anything. And well, they mean, double consumption tax. And now they want to raise taxi fares. The whole thing is just getting nuts. What are you supposed to do at last train? You just gotta go home. Right?
We just have to live outside of Tokyo.
Or they can just stop doing dumb crap.
Yeah.まあ台数を減らすっていうのはいい考えだと思うけど、
Raising fares is not the way to do it.
東京都内はね、だってあれだよね、さっき見たらその日本のタクシーの台数の 20% が全部東京にあるって書いてあったよね。 That's a lot of taxis.
Yeah, there are definitely too many taxis. I just don't think that
raising the fares
is the way is the way to address the problem. I mean, they can say like, oh.Our training is shitty. Well,
they're not saying it themselves. They're not saying that themselves. The government is saying this.
Yeah. Well,
so,
okay.
We can't really blame the industry, I guess.
Okay. I blame the government.
Yep. It's always the easiest.
chemical cures for those suffering from unrelenting grief may soon be a reality. According to neuroscientists, love is a neurobiological phenomenon that can fall into the subtypes...lust, attraction, and attachment. Each of these is dependent on a complex system of chemical interactions in the brain. According to a study conducted by the University of Pisa in Italy, lust can cause people to exhibit symptoms very similar to OCD, which is obsessive compulsive disorder. In fact, subjects who had recently fallen in love were found to have lower levels of serotonin. Retesting a year later, the researchers found that levels had returned to normal.Researchers have since found that SSRIs, or selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, can suppress feelings of lust, blunting extreme emotions. Oxytocin could be used to help patients overcome a long-term attachment. Blocking CRF, a corticotropin-releasing factor, could help patients overcome grief. When asked if...We can expect these sorts of pills to hit the market. Larry Young, a researcher involved in this field, said, I think there would be a real market, but I certainly don't recommend it.
失恋の痛みに薬を使用する未来がやってくる可能性が出てきました。脳神経の専門家によれば、恋愛は神経生物学上の事象であり、欲望、魅力、愛着といった分類に分けられます。これらはそれぞれ脳内の複雑な化学反応によって引き起こされます。イタリアのピサ大学の研究によると、欲望は脅迫観念症にも似た症状を引き起こします。そのため、新しい恋愛を始めたばかりの人は、セロトニンの量が通常より低いことが分かっています。逆に言うと、SSRI を投入し、セロトニンの量を上げれば、欲望や強い感情が抑えられるということです。また、オキシトシンが長年の関係から生まれた愛着や情を乗り越える助けになることも分かっています。また CRF と呼ばれる脳内物質をブロックすることで悲しみを軽減することができます。まあ、ただおすすめはしないそうです。
yeah.
まあね、病気じゃないからね、別に。
What's really interesting about articles on this subject and the things that the researchers are saying is they're kind of talking like it isn't happening already.
What do you mean?
That these drugs aren't being used to suppress emotions.
Oh.
But if you look at the pill problem in the U.S. with prescription medications, it certainly seems like that is going on a lot.
Right. だから病気じゃなくてもってこと?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like, 気軽に飲んでるってこと?
Like, all the OxyContin use.
Oh, you're talking about addiction.
Yeah, well, not addiction. You don't have to be addicted to... Those are our prescription medications that people are abusing.
Right.
And it seems like oftentimes it's for emotional reasons and not really...
Physical.
Yeah, people on like Vicodin or Valium or...
Yeah. Well, I guess in this article they just wanted to explain how love works in a scientific way, no?
No.
Or in a neurobiological way.
Well, this article is talking about the use of very specific chemicals to manipulate your emotional responses.
Yeah.
And they only brought love into it because... people who are in love or are experiencing lust have these symptoms that are very similar to OCD.
Right.
And these emotions can really interfere with people's lives. There are people, I know people that have gotten out of relationships and just been crushed.
Oh.
Crushed. For a long time. So, you know, if these...
Yeah, I mean, I heard that...
It's like post-traumatic stress disorder almost.
Yeah, I mean, for a lot of people, like, I heard from my doctor that... なんかその失恋したりとか、ペットが死んじゃったりとか、ペットロスとか。 で、一時的にそのセロトニンのレベルがかなり下がっちゃった状態から戻らなくなっちゃって、本当にうつ病みたいになっちゃう人がいたりとか、そうすると本当に、 SSRI とか SNRI とか 飲まなきゃいけなくなるじゃん。 So, love could be the trigger.
Well, you're talking about loss, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not even talking about loss. They're people that are in love, haven't lost anything, and are loving it. And they are experiencing the low serotonin levels.
Yeah, at the beginning of the relationship, right?
Yeah.
I get it. I mean, like, でもそうじゃない?みんなそうじゃない?
What? I haven't had my serotonin levels checked the last time I fell in love.
But, like, I totally know what it means. Like, I don't get hungry. Like, I don't want to eat anything. When I just met someone, I'm excited, but then I never get hungry for some reason.
Well, it's the obsessive aspect that they were talking about.
Yeah, and people get like that, じゃん. メール来ないとか、ずっとなんか携帯見たりとか.
Yeah, at the beginning. Yeah, so they're saying
you just go crazy.
They're saying that SSRIs can help treat that.
Yeah, but that's crazy, right? Like, of course they're not recommending it because.
But
it's
if
usually
you're, let's
just
say,
temporary.
If you're some Silicon Valley. Crazy startup CEO.
Yeah.
You might put yourself on that just to make sure no one can interfere with your career. Those Silicon Valley guys will take anything. They're all over what's that nootropic that people are taking? Damn it.
I don't know.
I need it apparently because I can't remember. What it's called.
Oh, it's good for your memory?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like...
Yeah,
it's like
God
damn it. Yeah, I don't remember
not
what it was called.
Okay.
Shit.
I don't know.
But they take stuff like Huperzine A and choline and other things like that to just get the tiniest little boost on their performance.
Yeah, but...
Okay, so the OCD thing aside, what about oxytocin and corticotropin releasing factor?
Oxytocin なんてセックスしたら勝手に出るから、just go have sex. You'll be fine.
出るの?
Yeah. 女の子ね.
Really?
Yeah. What?
But they're saying oxytocin could be used to help people overcome
long-term
attachment.
そうそうそう. だから次の人見つけてセックスしたらオキシトシンが出てもう前のことを忘れるじゃん. You can finally overcome 前のやつ. Like, どうでもいいやみたいな.
But then you're attached to this new...
Yeah, it could be temporarily.
Dude.
But oxytocin is a hormone that make you feel attached, that make you feel lovey-dovey. だから
What?
Yeah.
That's so strange.
もうオキシトシンマミ超好きだからいつも読んでるよオキシトシンの話。
What?
いつも言ってるじゃん。だから女の子がセックスしてなんかセックスしたら好きになっちゃったっていうのは本当に好きになってるんじゃなくてオキシトシンが出てるからであって別に long term で本当に恋に落ちてるわけじゃないっていう。
They, but they, injected. So prairie voles. Do you know what a prairie vole is?
No.
It's an animal. They tend to have.An extremely monogamous relationship. The female okay. prairie voles do. Well, I guess all prairie voles then.
Are you talking about prairie dog? It's like this tiny...
I'm assuming it's different.
なんかリスとネズミの間みたいなやつ。
No, it's like a mousy looking...
立つやつじゃなくて。
I don't know what a vole is. It's like a mouse. But it's okay. not. Or maybe it is.It's mousy. Anyways, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. So this guy...
They're monogamous.
This researcher took these prairie voles and injected them with oxytocin,
okay.
and they stopped being monogamous.
Oh. Okay.
So they're saying they could inject a monogamous human being with oxytocin, and they would no longer feel that attachment.
だからその誰かといるときに自然にオキシトシンが出るときとその人工的に誰ともセックスとかも何もないのに出る場合と変わってきちゃうんじゃない効果が Because you usually get it after sex or after, I don't know, being with your partner, you know, having like a happy day or something とか So
I don't know about people. I only know about prairie vole sex.
huh, that's interesting.That's interesting. でもホルモンってね、本当なんかなんていうの、表裏一体っていうかさ、なんか一見あの矛盾してるように見える二つの作用が一個のホルモンで出たりとかするじゃん。
Mm.
So、it's really complicated. But
this is going to be the new date rape drug.
So I read that なんか男の人の鼻の穴にオキシトシンのNo, I'm still talking about the same thing. なんか男の人の鼻の穴にオキシトシンのスプレーをシュッてして、で、
Go straight to Faria.
No.
あ、じゃなくて Vanity.
No.
間違えた。
あの、なんかそのパートナーの写真を見せる実験とかなんかいろいろやってたよ。で、そのも、まあ、当たり前といえば分かりやすいけど、そのオキシトシンのレベルが高い人ほど、その離婚とかする。率が下がるから、だからやっぱりそのセックスしたりなんか優しいこと言ったりとか、
That sounds like the opposite of this prairie vole thing.
Yeah.
They're saying that oxytocin actually destroys that sense of attachment. And if you're attached to someone and you want to get over them, that you should actually have more oxytocin. Because that's what they did to the prairie voles.
That's really weird. But we get that after sex.That's like a cuddle hormone.
Are you sure it doesn't like go down after sex?
No, it goes up after sex. I'm pretty sure.
God damn it.
It's really weird. Wow. まあでも何にしろその一瞬の何感情の乱れを防ぐために薬飲むのは嫌じゃない？なその
I'm not against it.But it'd be kind of shitty if, like, you're dating some girl and she's, like, she's really into you. And then she shows up one day and she's not into you anymore. It's like, what happened? It's like, oh, I went to the doctor.
I took my meds.
I took my meds.
So I'm all calm now.
Yeah.
寂しくないそれ?
And you're just sitting there all destroyed. And now you have to go take, 何だっけ? CFR blockers or whatever to get over her.
めんどくさくない?
It would never end, the pill taking.
Yeah, yeah. 常に飲んでることになっちゃう。Oh, well.
Oh, the drug is called modafinil.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, the memory のやつ?
Yeah.
Ah. え、それ飲むと何? Long-term memory?
Short-term. Apparently, if you take This is just what people have been saying, but if you take modafinil, your focus and concentration and cognitive ability are way higher than normal.
Okay.
The problem is that you can pay the price for it later.
Like what? 副作用とか?
I'm not sure what happened.
Or they just get dumb.
They haven't pinpointed exactly what the side effects are.
But
some people say after they take modafinil, they get headaches, like really bad headaches. And it's doing something, right? You're doing something. You're using something.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You're redlining. So.
Yada.
But, I don't know. It seems to work super well.
Sound like it's worth it.
I've seen videos of people on modafinil.
Okay.
And they behave a little bit strange.
Do they look like they're on coke? Like, do they act like they're on coke?
I don't know.
Well.
Like mess with their nose?
No, like they're just like, you know, not got.
I don't understand. I can't tell when people are on coke.
Coke?
I can't tell.
Naga, they get really agitated, like it's like they're in a hurry or something. They just keep talking like blah 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 blah, and then they're just like, oh, they can't stay still. Kind of.
I guess you'd have to know the person pretty well to tell.
そうだね、確かに。 Yeah, that's true. その before after 見ないとわかんないね。
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I meet weirdos at clubs and stuff, but I don't assume that anyone's on anything. But the way people behave on this modafinil thing is definitely different. It definitely has a very noticeable effect.
Oh. 怖いよ.
Nah.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be... There's some cool stuff that I wouldn't be opposed to messing with a little bit, like chemicals. I have one, actually. That I picked up recently, glutathione.
Okay.
But that's just a supplement for like your liver.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
まあどこで線引きするかだよね。そのサプリと本当にその。
Yeah, well, you start at like vitamin C.
Yeah.
Pretty soon you're taking stuff for your liver, then you're taking like multivitamins.
Yeah.
And then you're taking, I don't know.
Crazy stuff. Yeah.
But like we talked about this before, but vasopressin, which is important for memory, short-term memory formation. They sell like the sprays and stuff for that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be opposed to messing around with that.
いらない。こんなに記憶力悪いけど。そこまで困んない。
Maybe you could actually remember a movie.
Yeah.
Or the day of the
Finally.
Week. What day is it?
I have no idea. 今日 Monday でしょ?
No, it's Thursday.
No, that's bullshit. I can see it in your eyes.
バレた。はい。以上だね。以上。アプリのアップデートまだ出てないよね? No.
Okay. 出たらお知らせします。
Yeah.
Yep.
That's it.
That's it.
Bye.
終わり。Bye.